T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back to Drive on KFH Radio. It's Jive Talk, brought to you each and every day by our friends at Wingstop at Ridge and Tap. Get 60-cent wings every Monday and Tuesday. 60-cent wings.
That's impressive. You know, Jalen Rose also is pitching for Wingstop, and we have that in common, so that's real cool.
Well, you're not pitching. I'm pitching.
We'll have to get with Jalen. I pitched last week.
If you can get Jalen Rose on this show, I will give it up to you.
How cool would that be?
Why don't you make it happen?
Yeah, I'll try. You never. How?
You just. What do you mean, how? You just work it. You work your contacts.
I don't have any, but I'll try.
You get in there and you.
How cool would that be to talk to Jalen?
That's fine.
You wouldn't get to be a part of that interview. No offense.
869-1240. This is the segment in which we open it up to our listeners. We banter, we talk, we get your thoughts. This is a time for you because there's not one listener out there listening to this show right now who doesn't have something interesting to say.
Yeah, there's probably at least.
I'm gonna go ahead and stick with that. I really believe.
You've heard some of our calls.
What are you knocking our callers for now?
I'm not knocking our callers. I'm knocking some of the calls. I didn't mention any names.
I think all of them. All of them bring something.
Well, all right. Let's hear from
I'll tell you who's going to bring something. Mike Moustakas to the Reds. 4 years, $64 million. This is a guy who's had to sign one-year deals the last 2 years after becoming a free agent in Kansas City. Played two seasons in Milwaukee with great production. The Reds will plug him in at second base. And they got a they might be the favorite in the National League Central.
We'll see how they pitch still. It seems
their
like
their pitching's fine.
It was okay last year.
They got Castillo, Gray, Bauer, DeSclafani. Their pitching is good.
All right.
They've got the best starters in that division, hands down. Even better than the Cardinals, I'm afraid to say.
Well, the division seems to be wide open because Milwaukee.
Why didn't the Cardinals go get Moustakas?
Because they don't want to pay a guy $16 million a year.
No, they want to play Matt Carpenter, $19 million, to hit .220.
I think the trade.
I'm done with them.
I think the trade.
You know
option,
what? I'm going to package the Cardinals and Raiders.
Oh, be quiet. You're not going to do anything about the Cardinals. I think the trade offer or option that I've seen, I'm sure you've seen it, Charlie Blackmon to the Cardinals is a perfect fit. That's the deal you need to make.
33-year-old Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah, what's he, probably a free agent in 1 or 2 years? Squeeze another productive season out of him, and off you go.
Let's get to Greg at 869-1240. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I want to ask you a question on college football, the playoffs. It'll be out tomorrow again. But do you guys think OU should be in there ahead of Utah if they both win out? And who do you think will be?
I think Oklahoma should be in ahead of Utah if Oklahoma beats Baylor again.
It's all going to be dependent upon what happens this weekend, Greg. Tomorrow's rankings mean nothing.
But if they both win and Utah beats Oregon and KU and Oklahoma beats Baylor.
If Utah beats Oregon and Oklahoma beats Baylor, it's going to require something to happen above them still. And I think Mark Mangino was right. I think if Georgia is competitive in this game with LSU, I don't see how you can drop Georgia.
No chance.
Out.
That's two
Although,
losses.
The loss to South Carolina is a bad loss.
Yeah, if Georgia loses, then I think Utah or OU gets in. But if LSU loses, there'll be one loss. Do you think they still make it?
Yes, LSU is in regardless.
LSU okay, will be so in.
LSU's in.
Clemson's
in. So they're
in
regardless, unless they have a really bad loss.
Greg, are you an OU fan?
I'm a Big 8, Big 12 fan.
All right. Thanks for the call.
I have strong opinions on this, and I know we got people to talk to, but
yeah, we do have people to talk.
I don't mind talking
this
about
is their time.
The college football playoff.
Here's Jim. Jim, hello.
Yeah, good evening. I want a pat on the back from you.
From Jeff or me?
I identified that Taylor girl when she was a sophomore at McPherson, and the other night, in closing seconds, going across the line, crossover line, she uncorked a two-handed three that almost tore the basketball goal down.
Taylor Robertson.
But they lost the game to Wichita State women.
Taylor Robertson
from McPherson. Yet they're not playing very well as a team, but get kudos to Wichita State for beating them the other day.
Right.
Yesterday. Anything mm-hmm. else, Jim?
That's enough. I got a lot more, but I'll hold that for
hold
later.
Hold it for later in the week.
You got
a lot
of room to,
thank
to
you, Jim.
Cover the rest of the week.
There's Jim. Here's Dan. Dan, hello.
Hey, it's Dan the man here. Hi, Jeff. And Jeff's dad.
I'm never going to call you Dan the man.
You will when I win this fantasy championship.
I'm going to win that.
But I'm actually – sorry. I'll be there with you.
How am I doing this week? I actually made a roster change.
That's the key for you.
Yeah, that's the key. You could be the spoiler, Bob. But I'm calling to say, what do you guys think? OU's going to make the playoff, right?
We just answered that, Dan. I say if they win – they're in, as long as Georgia doesn't win. That's the only thing that would keep them out.
We just need LSU to hand – I'm sorry, I just got in the car. So.
It's okay.
Let me say this about Oklahoma. You sure you want them in with these teams? They're going to get boat raced by LSU.
Here we go.
I'm sorry, they are.
Ohio State's going to be number one.
Oklahoma doesn't want anything to do with LSU or Ohio State.
Oh, we want LSU.
Oh, you don't. Trust me.
Oh, we do.
This is not a great OU team. They don't want anything to do with this. I'd be happy saying, I'd be happier saying, we finished fifth, we should have been in, than actually getting in.
We're going to get in, we're going to upset LSU, and then hope that Ohio State lays an egg. Because I'm with Jeff, they look ridiculously good. I like them all year. I don't, they scare me, but I want to play LSU.
Well, you're going to be the 4 seed, so you'll play Ohio State.
Ohio State has to be number one.
But, no, you got to think, if LSU beats Georgia, that's one over a 4. They got to be one, right?
I don't think so.
Wisconsin's
Ohio State's
playing
better
well. Listen, it doesn't matter. OU will get hammered. Trust me on this one, Dan.
We're going to have to bet $1 on that, Bob, because they're not going to get hammered.
Thank you.
This is a team. This is a team that evolved all season and slipped once, but we're fine now. So,
All right.
Love you guys. Have a good week.
I think Baylor beats them.
So if LSU loses to Georgia, you have to put LSU at 3 and Clemson at 2, which that's a good game.
Why isn't Baylor in this discussion?
Because Baylor is going to get hammered too.
No, they're not. They're not going to get hammered by Oklahoma.
Maybe not by Oklahoma.
But why isn't Baylor in this discussion?
Because no one takes Baylor seriously. They're in the discussion. I think they're in if they beat Oklahoma. But if they're in, they get crushed by Ohio State or LSU.
Well,
and I'm
not disputing
destroyed.
That. But nobody's talking about Baylor. 61-6 over the Kansas Jayhawks. And I want to know, there's so many things I want to know right now. Where are KU football fans on this season and the future?
Checked out.
If anyone, at the start of the year, the storyline was, who made the best hire? Les Miles at Kansas, Chris Klieman at K-State. Not even debatable right now.
Right now, of course it isn't.
Now, things could change. Chris Klieman got more out of K-State than anyone in the world would have ever imagined. Agreed?
Yes. Unless it was Bill Snyder in his heyday.
He's not the coach of the year in the Big 12 because that's Matt Rhule, who should be the national coach of the year. Think about where Baylor was just 3 or 4 years ago on the heels of all the Art Briles stuff, the controversy. What Matt Rhule has done at Baylor I don't even have a word for it.
We're proud of the kid.
What do you mean we're proud of the kid?
But beat Oklahoma. Finish a game.
No, see, you want to take a shot at him.
I do want to take a shot at him. They had that game in hand. You're talking about being a front runner for the college football playoff, and you blow it, and I think it's going to be it's going to be ugly this Saturday. Sorry, Baylor.
Well, I think you're being way too hard on
well,
Matt
I apologize
Rule.
To Baylor. And
I give him a ton of credit. I think he's done a fantastic job.
He has.
At
no
Baylor.
Question.
And that's a good football team. And I think that, as I said, I think they're going to beat Oklahoma.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Mm.
Absolutely, I do.
I think they can beat Oklahoma. I just don't see it. But I pray that they do, so Ohio State gets a sort of a bye week in the college football playoff if Baylor's in.
Yeah. I mean, listen. And nobody wants to talk about Clemson. They're lurking. They're right there.
Yeah, LSU.
I wouldn't want to play them.
LSU, Clemson.
Clemson, LSU will be a game. And then you'll have Ohio State versus who are the Georgia, Oklahoma,
or Utah.
Baylor or Utah.
I don't think Baylor necessarily with a win gets
well,
in
I'm
over
just
Utah.
Throwing them out there as a candidate.
Possibly.
What if Baylor beats Oklahoma 35-20?
Then I don't know. If Oregon loses to Utah, then sure.
Who's Utah's loss to? USC.
Yes.
Not a good loss.
It's not. It's about as bad.
USC's okay.
It's about as good as the loss to K-State by Oklahoma.
Here's Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I've got to call in and support my football guys there in Lawrence. Ask yourself, after 1 year, yes, Klieman does look like a better choice. But in 3 years, I mean, Miles is going to – his recruiting class is top 10 going into next year. He's going to be able to recruit athletes to come play in Lawrence, and in a couple of years down the road, everybody's going to look back and think, who's this Chris guy from North Dakota?
That's your prediction, huh?
Well, he's energetic. That's, he's younger. He's I don't know. We'll see.
We will see.
Yeah, I won't disagree with that. But if you're sitting at a recruiting table, are you going to listen to Les Miles or you're listening to some guy that coached at North Dakota State? I mean, there's really no comparison. Miles can recruit. Whether he's a better coach or not, that's debatable. But he can recruit, and he's going to bring the athletes from the Southeastern Conference into Lawrence, and they're going to be a better football team 2 or 3 years down the road.
According to 247sports.com, KU's ranked 41st in football recruiting.
Yeah, I was wondering where you got top 10, but far be it from me to question you, Dave.
There are seven guys that have not committed yet. If those seven guys, even if three of those guys commit, we'll be top 20 recruiting easy. There are guys that haven't committed yet. There are junior college transfers that Miles has gone after that should go to KU. Just mark my words, 2 or 3 years, we won't even be talking about K-State K-State football.
I
hope.
Boy, I just couldn't disagree with you more. That's okay, though. I mean, it is what it is. You have your opinion. I have mine.
K-State, 47th. Neither school has signed a 4- or 5-star recruit.
Well, but that doesn't necessarily.
I know, but we're talking about this big separation in recruiting, and it's just not there.
That doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot.
I'm not saying it is.
Kansas, 30th, according to Rivals, with 24 commitments and signings. Let's see here. Rivals says 9 3-star. Or 9 4-star athletes. So that's pretty good.
It is.
Several 3-star. Not bad for Kansas. Kansas State, according to Rivals, 42nd. With
yeah.
No 4-stars.
All right. Fair enough. Dave was right.
So
the real Dave.
You throw it out there in the recruiting, and yeah, that's interesting. We'll get a recruiting expert on. How would you like that?
That'd be fantastic. Those are my favorite guys to talk to.
Let's see here. Let's see where Les Miles seems to be focused on. Boy, he's got a lot of guys coming. Several from Texas, from Louisiana, Florida. How many from Louisiana? Boy, a lot of people from Louisiana, which he knows very well. He ought to know it.
Of course. won a national championship in that state. He's got ties. We understand that. But he hasn't exactly coached them up this year. They've gotten gotten better. I don't know if they've gotten worse, but they haven't gotten better. You can't be losing 61-6 really to anybody.
Well, they got to get a quarterback. That's what they've got to do. Dan is next on the hotline. Hey, Dan.
Hey, first of all, I don't have a dog in the fight. I like both schools. I like to see them win. But I think Klieman has a little bigger nest to draw from than Miles did. So, as I see it, KU did a little better than maybe expected. It wasn't great, don't get me wrong. But I think he had a bigger pool to draw from than Miles did at the start of the year.
You mean more talent?
Yes.
Okay, well, I thought this K-State team had okay talent. I thought he got more than anyone could have expected out of K-State.
Well, that's I totally agree, and that's to how he coaches football, I think.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I mean, you could draw similarities to Bill Snyder. Will he up the ante in recruiting at K-State? I think so. I mean, but Les Miles is a recruiter. He's proven that over time. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Dylan Schmidt, who is a state champion coach of the Andale Indians. They went in and won 3A. Who'd they beat? Perry, right out of Compton?
Straight out of Compton.
That's such a bad attempt at humor.
It would have been.
We'll talk with the Andale coach next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.